702.
The Midday Report with Mandy Wiener.
Let's walk the talk.
A march is taking place today. It's called the hashtag Stand Up SA Eskom Protest. We have spoken before to Kustas Mtwentwe, who's the organizer and founder of hashtag Stand Up South Africa. That protest taking place from Sunning Hill Taxi Rank at 11 o'clock today to Megawatt Park. Kustas Mtwentwe joining us now. Kustas, good afternoon to you.
Has the turnout been
as expected?
Well, Mandy, I was expecting 20 people. Oh, I think we've got just over 250 all the way to 300 people that are here. So we are happy with the turnout, Mandy.
And what is the plan, Kustas? You met at Sunning Hill at the taxi rank. What's the plan for the rest of the day?
Right, we are at Eskom now waiting for the executives of Eskom to come and take the memorandum of grievances and... So we have done our speeches right now. So once we've done this memorandum, I think we're going to have a conversation with them after this because it's an ongoing discussion between us and them. So once we hand over to them, then obviously we're going to read them out and then we're going to send them to the media so the media would have access to everything that we have sent to the school. So that's right. What we are doing right now, Mindy.
Okay, and Kustas, just remind everyone, what is in your memorandum? What are your demands from Eskom?
Yeah, let's just give the highlight of this. A lot of people are aware of the 18% increase we are saying to Eskom. They have to stop asking for this request up until they get their house in order. You cannot pay for service that is unavailable, man. So we are saying that we're not going to pay. At the same time, we understand that electricity is available in the country. If the president will speak today, man, the general stadium will be suspended. So we are aware of that. So we demand that electricity be available. Now, that's a long-term demand. And then on a short-term demand, we are saying to Eskom, look, publish the name of the companies that you've paid, that have given you substandard coal. So all those things are within the ambit of Eskom executives to fix. And the weekly update, man, I think the transparency is becoming less and less at Eskom. And I think when that happens, then there's a lot of shenanigans that things happen behind the scenes. We are saying to Eskom, in order for us to have trust in you, would you please tell us how the maintenance schedules are going? Can you tell us how to get to zero load shedding? We want to see those things, man.
Kustas, thank you very much. Kustas Mtwentwe, organizer, founder of hashtag Stand Up South Africa, as you can hear, leading that protest march to Megawatt Park, to Eskom. Have a listen to some of the people who have joined that march.
To be saying, Eskom, you are not talking to us. You are not giving us updates. You know, we had so many updates during COVID, during lockdown. This is a national crisis. What are we doing about it?
The employees of the African National Congress have been speaking for 15 years. What action have you seen that they've taken? So even here, it's simply a speech up until they take action. And that action must be followed by transparency that we need to know that the terms and conditions of this state of disaster. We as a civil society, we want to be in the seat of the table, hearing exactly what is it that is being taken.
Authorities are just as corrupt as everybody else because they can't even get the right people to fix the things, and we just stay off for days on end, and it's ridiculous. The people that are paying their water and electricity and their accounts and things like that, nobody listens to them. It doesn't make any difference. We all group together as one whole.
So that's the audio of some of those people who are joining that march today. Hashtag Stand Up SK, that Eskom protest.